Hi guys, welcome to Holy Heart to Heart. This is a podcast where we just have set apart, encouraging conversations. Holy means to be set apart. We are called to be holy. The Lord calls us to be holy, which means to be set apart for Him. So that is what we are going to be doing with these conversations that we have. We are going to be having set apart conversations of just encouragement and to uplift one another and encourage each other in our walks with the Lord. So, recently I just got back from serving at my church's youth retreat. It was so awesome. I highly encourage anybody who is a young teenager or middle schooler, I highly, highly encourage you to get connected with your church's youth group or any youth group for that matter, where they're going to encourage you in your walk with the Lord and just be able to have those heart-to-hearts with you to continue to build you up and steward you in your walk with the Lord. So, while we were there, the conversations we had were just so amazing. But the teachings, those were really where God spoke. So I also encourage you to get plugged into a church. Teachings, God can speak to you in so many ways. So please get plugged into your church or to any church that is teaching you the Bible, God's holy word. So as we were going through these teachings, the Lord just kept speaking. We were going through the book of Job. Not the full book. We went through the first two chapters. But if you know anything about the book of Job, goodness gracious, Job went through so much. But the Lord totally, totally worked that all out for good. And we know that. We know that the Lord works all things for good for those that love Him and are called according to His purpose. So let that be encouraging to you. If you're going through something and it seems really tough, depression, anxiety, anything, loss, anything, just know that the Lord can and will redeem that and turn that around for not only your good, but also for His glory and honor. So, it was just so incredible to see how the Lord totally turned Job's situation around and blessed him more than what he even lost. That was just so incredible to see. And that was just so, so encouraging for me, because I've been through a lot of loss in my life. And not only just loss, but situations that just didn't work out in the way that I had hoped. I know everybody has experienced that. But the Lord, He will, when we turn to Him and live our lives for Him, no matter what we go through, the Lord is going to redeem that. And is going to turn that back around. We just got to be faithful and continue to trust in Him that He is good. So please, if you are going through something hard, I know it's so, so easy. I've done this myself. So easy to be like, ugh, why is this happening? Like, I did nothing wrong. Why is this happening to me? Everybody else seems to be good in life. They're doing well, getting everything they want. But yet I'm sitting here with anxiety, depression, loss, grief, anger. Don't lose sight. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can break those chains of anxiety, of depression, of fear. He is called the chain breaker for a reason. We just gotta let him in. He will stand at that door and knock till you open it and let him in. Easier said than done. I know sometimes it could be hard to be like, you know what? I feel this, but I'm going to trust you, Lord, anyway. Easier said than done. Sometimes it's easier to just want to sit there, feel the feelings, cry, be angry. It's easy to do that. But it's even harder to get out of. It's easy to sit there and just wallow in self-pity and be woe is me. But it is 10 times harder to get out of that. Because the enemy is going to use that. He's going to be feeding you these lies. Feelings are not facts. Say it again. Feelings are not facts. The enemy is going to use those. And he is going to try and draw you further from God. Because that's not what God is. God is not sadness, anger, anxiety, depression, fear. That's not God. God is love, peace, joy, forgiveness, grace, mercy, everything, all the fruits of the Spirit. So when we wallow in self-pity and we just get bogged, and we let ourselves get bogged down into depression and anxiety and fear, we are turning ourselves further from the Lord. And that's not what he wants. He loves us so, so much. He loves each and every single one of you that are listening to this. Just know that. He is our heavenly Father. Father. Abba, Daddy. He's our Abba, Father. He loves us so much. So much. He wants to see us grow and mature like any parent. They want to see their children grow and mature. How much more does our Heavenly Father want to see that for us? He wants that relationship with us. So when we let ourselves get bogged down into that anxiety, depression, fear, when we let ourselves get bogged down into that, that's just turning us away from him. And that is not what we want to do in that time. In that time, we want to crack open that Bible, even though it is so hard. But I know, I've experienced so many times lack of motivation where you don't want to dig in the Bible. It's hard. Feel like it, or you're just like, I don't even know where to go. When God sees that you're taking that step, that you're like, I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to wallow in self-pity. I'm going to come to you. Pray. I'm going to get on my knees. Pray. I'm going to come to your throne room and lay it all at your feet. Or I'm going to come to your word and let you fill me up and encourage me and take those hard feelings. He wants that. He wants you to come to him. He wants to take those hard feelings from you and replace them with his peace, his love, his joy. He wants to replace those hard feelings with that. So don't be discouraged, my friends. Please, please. In those hard times, where you're like, the Lord doesn't want to hear from me. I'm a mess. I'm broken. I'm crying. I've turned away from him. I turned my back against him. He doesn't want to hear from me. He does. He does. He loves you so much. You see how much your parents, grandparents, family, friends, see how much they love you unconditionally. You can't even imagine how much more God loves you. He sent his son to die for you. He sent his son to go on the cross, nailed through his hands and his feet, poked, made fun of, with a crown of thorns and a spear in his side, to shed his blood for you listening. For you. For me too. For all mankind, everyone. Then, and now, and in the future. Everyone. Because God's will is not that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Even if you mess up, he wants you to still come to him because he loves you. He forgives our sins as far as east is from the west. He loves you so, so much. Don't let yourself get bogged down. He wants you to come to him. So, if you have lost something and are like, why? Why, God? Why? Why did that have to get taken from me? God has a much, much bigger plan in store for you. He does. He does. Sometimes we have to lose things to really gain focus and gain sight of what truly matters. Having the newest iPhone, having the newest pair of shoes or clothes or bags, house, anything, a new job, all those materialistic things don't matter. At the end of the day, what truly matters is your relationship with the Lord. And I'm telling you that your relationship with the Lord, that is what is going to make you feel so fulfilled in life. Knowing that you are following what he wants for you, because his plan for you is perfect. So, if you lost something, don't worry. Don't let yourself get bogged down. That's why I loved reading in Job on our retreat. That man lost everything. But what did he do? He mourned, and then he fell on his face in worship. He worships the Lord. Could you imagine losing everything? Your family, your animals, everything. And then go and worship the Lord? I'm telling you, for me personally, that would be hard. I would feel angry. I would feel sad and upset. But we can follow that example of Job to not stay in that. To turn to the Lord. Be vulnerable. Give those feelings to him. Cry it out. Yell. Give it to him. That's what he wants. He can take it. That's what he wants. So that he can flood you and replace those feelings with love, peace, and joy. The Lord just loves you so much. Don't let anything take that and run with it. Don't let anything get in the way of that. The Lord loves you. So don't let the distractions of this world, of others, don't let those distractions pull you away from the Lord. We're all a work in progress. I am. I have times where I get distracted. I have times where I forget to spend time with the Lord. And I'm like, oh, darn. I didn't spend any time with the Lord today. But you know what? It's okay. Because the Lord, He still loves us. We all fall short of the glory of God. You know what? He still loves us. He just wants us to come to Him. That's what He wants. He just wants relationship with us. So, if you have lost anything, or are just struggling, bring those feelings to Him. And He is going to turn the situation around for good. He blessed Job double what he had. The Lord wants to redeem you. The Lord wants to change your life. But if you don't open that door for Him, He's not going to barge into your life. He's not going to do that. Because He loves you, and He's going to respect your decision. He gives us free will to choose Him or not. So let Him. Let Him redeem your situation. Bring it to Him. Don't feel like you have to work everything out. Don't put all that pressure on yourself to get back what was taken from you. Or to turn the situation around and make it good. Let God do that. He wants to do that. Because that is what is going to continue to build your trust in Him. Seeing that He's good. Seeing that He loves and cares for you. That when you bring a hard situation to Him, He is going to help you. He is going to turn that around for you. So that you can testify and say that He is good. That you have seen it. So, please, don't let yourself get bogged down by things of this world or situations that happen. Continue living your life for Jesus. Continue to press into Him in those hard times. Pray. Get on your knees and pray and cry and yell if you need to. Let it out to Him. He wants to hear from you. Or dig into God's word. Ask Him to speak to you. He will. He will speak to you. Worship. Cry it out even if you don't sing. Even if you don't raise your hands. Just worship. Cry it out. Just be vulnerable with the Lord. That is where that relationship is going to be built. That's really what the Lord wants. The Lord wants to build that relationship with you. He wants to redeem you. He wants to change your life and redeem your life. That's what the Lord does. He's a chain breaker. He redeems bad situations. He turns all things for good for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Because If we come across a bad situation and we aren't really following the Lord, you know, but we call out to Him and we're like, Lord, can you help me? Can you turn the situation around? Can you help get me out of this situation? The Lord's going to help you because you turn to Him. That's all He wants. All He wants is for you to turn to Him. He wants to build that relationship with you. if we're also just going to church on Sunday and we aren't listening truly to the teaching and we aren't cracking open our Bible and we aren't praying, we aren't talking with Him, that relationship can't be built. So when we are in a bad situation, how can the Lord turn that around and redeem that? So, to let this be an encouragement, to give your life to the Lord, and then live your life for the Lord, no matter what. Because it is way more worth it to live your life for the Lord and go through hardship with Him than it is to live your life without the Lord and go through hardship without Him. Trust me. You do not want that. Because in the midst of hardships, because we have Jesus, we are filled with His peace. We are filled with His love. Because He can. He can turn that situation. He can turn around for good. For His glory. To build your testimony. To be like, you know what? I went through this really hard thing, but the Lord is good and He turned it around. So continue. Continue to live your life for the Lord. And give your life to the Lord if you have it. It doesn't have to be this crazy big thing. Just opening your heart up to Him. Saying that you want Him to be Lord over your life. And want Him to come into your life. And lead you and guide you. And that you're willing to follow Him every single day. Because you know that He came and took your sins. So if you do want to give your life to the Lord, you say this simple little prayer. Let it come from your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, thank You for what You did on that cross. Thank You that You went up on the cross when You didn't have to. You chose to do it for us to follow Your Father's will. Because You loved us. You decided to die on that cross to take our sins. To shed Your blood. Washes our sins and covers us with Your love. Peace, Your redemption, and Your righteousness. That when God looks at us, because we have now been washed with Your blood, and God looks at us, He sees us blameless, because You have clothed us in Your righteousness. So thank You for forgiving me of my sins. I lay them all down at Your feet. Please forgive me of every sin that I've done. Whether I had known of it or didn't even know of it. Please forgive me of my sins. Please just clothe me with Your righteousness, Jesus. Please come into my life, come into my heart, and live with me. And lead me and guide me, Jesus. Please help me live my life for You. Every single day of my life. In Your almighty and perfect name, Jesus. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited and proud and happy for you that you decided to take that step of faith and give your life to Jesus. Welcome to the most glorious life, fulfilling life that you'll have through Him. I'm so happy and excited for you. Thank you for being here. Please continue to come back every Thursday, we are going to have another Holy Heart to Heart. We're going to be honest. We're going to be vulnerable. We are going to encourage one another in our faith through those hard times and through the good times too, to continue praising Jesus. So please tune in every Thursday. We'll be back with another Holy Heart to Heart. And if you want more community, there is a Patreon page where you can support this podcast and help cultivate an amazing community. It's you guys as listeners is what's going to build this amazing community of encouragement and uplift one another, because that is what we're called to do as believers. Iron sharpens iron. We're called to make disciples. We need to sharpen one another, and that is what I'm praying we can do with this community. So please help me cultivate this amazing community where we can encourage one another and uplift one another in our walk with Jesus. If you want to support, you want to join that community, go to the Patreon page that is in the link in this description down below. And have a blessed day. Bye, guys.